He canceled out every legal violation we had on our record. And the old arrest warrant that stood to indict us. He erased it all. Our sin, our stains. So he deleted it all. They cannot be retrieved. Everything we once were in Adam has been placed onto his cross and nailed permanently there for public display of cancellation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can't be retrieved. Can't find a trace of it. It's gone. Nothing to indict you. Nothing. Satan can't. See, that when you know the truth, then he has nothing to indict you. He accused you of stuff, but you the verdict come back not guilty. Why? Because God set you free. He set you so free. Listen to this. He set you so free till he see you flawless, guiltless, not guilty. You are not guilty before God. Then after he did that for you, listen to verse 15. Listen to verse 15. Verse 15 said, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. He disarmed, spoiled principality. I don't care how a person threaten you with a gun. If it's empty, he can't do nothing. He can't do anything with it. He may threaten you, but once you find out that it's not loaded, he can't do anything. He can't shoot you. Hallelujah. God disarms Satan. That's why you need to know who you are. You need to know what words to speak. You know what the scripture tells us? We need to keep saying the same thing that Jesus said, that God said. God said, I'm more than a conqueror. The word of God tell me I'm strong in the Lord and the power of his might. The word of God says we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good work. The word of God tells us that God is greater in us, the Spirit of God, than he that is in the world. The word of God said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. And as we said before, the word of God tells us he'll never leave us nor forsake us. And so when you know this, then when Satan come with his fear, doubt, by his stripe. Now listen to this. Isaiah 53, 4 and 5 tells us that principality, that sickness and disease have been spoiled, have been, we've been set free from them. Matthew 8, 17, 1 Peter 2, 24. You get in that word, you find out what that word says and put it in your heart and keep it in your mouth. Hallelujah. And listen, and the enemy has no defense for that. He cannot override that word because you're in Christ. That's the living word of God speaking. And he has taken the seat at the right hand of God because he has disarmed, spoiled, brought to naught, reduced to nothing, the powers of darkness. Hallelujah. Now listen, let's go just a little further. Listen to Romans 6, still bringing light to this. I want to give you good, more. The Bible says, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. I want you to listen to Romans 6, chapter 6, verse 4. I'll start reading. Romans 6. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in the newness of life. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death. Notice that is again, we were buried with him. We were buried with him by baptism into death. That like as Christ were raised up, now notice, that like as Christ were raised up by the glory of God, so he said, so we should walk in the newness of life. Why? Because we were raised up by the glory of God with him. Look at verse 5. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, that is, if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. We shall what? Also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, that mighty power that raised Jesus from the dead, we were raised with the same mighty power. So, knowing this, listen to this, knowing this, that our old man is crucified. Oh, that's when you can, when you get the revelation, this old man, you don't let the old man that you've been, that's been crucified and you've been delivered from, because you see, 2 Corinthians 5, 17 said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things were passed away. Say, the old man was crucified and removed from you. Old things were passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And see, once you get that, know that you are in Christ, that you have been made a new creature. The old man have been crucified. You do not let him dominate you. And see, Satan, that's why he always appealing to the flesh, trying to pull you out of the spirit, over into the natural, over into the flesh, because that's how he ruled, by addiction, appetite, flesh. When you are not, when you don't walk in the spirit, you don't know what the word of God says, you just say anything and talk any kind of way, you open yourself up for him to take control. But when you put the word of God in your heart and speak it out of your mouth, and know that old man, when it rises up to tempt you, when it rises up to bring temptation to you or frighten you or whatever way he come, you put him back in his place and let him know you're crucified and you don't have no voice. I'm going to speak. I'm going to do. I'm going to act on the word of God. I take my stand. I rest on the promises of God. And God told me that he'll never leave me. He'll never forsake me. Great is he that's in me. He told me all these things. And now I have the witness of the Spirit in my heart. And so this old man, when he rise up, I just do what the word said. I put him to flight. I silence him. I will not give him a voice. I'm going to walk by faith and not by sight. How do I do that? I have to renew my mind with the word. And you find out these things and you renew your mind and put them in your heart. And you, and whatever come, you keep saying the same thing that God says about you. And don't you ever change.